When the entire country was suffering as a result of the Mughal invaders' exploitation, injustice, physical and mental assault on our mothers and sisters, looting of natural resources, and destroying Hindu religious and cultural sites, during this disastrous period, a slave mindset developed that said, nothing can be done. Bharat's economic, scientific, technological, and spiritual development was exploited, and at the time, Hindu leaders and kings lacked unity, instilled slavery in common people, destroyed Sanatan culture, and forced conversion. It was the darkest period for Hindus and Hindutva. Hindus needed a Sanatani to fight enemies with great valor and courage in order to re-establish the Hindu Rashtra. Hindu Rashtra does not mean that other religious people have no place. Rather, it works on the principles of Sanatan Dharma to uplift each individual socially, economically, scientifically, and spiritually. Then in the 17th century, a great leader and warrior was born who is still an inspiration to millions on this planet and will remain so. He was Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj, who was a child of great mother Jijamata and Shahaji Bhosle. After a long struggle, Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj was coronated as Hindu king with Hindu rituals and practiced on Jyeshth Shukla Trayodashi. This day has awakened and made the masses aware that restoring Hindu Rashtra is not impossible. Jijamata greatly influenced Shivaji Raje, and she taught him Ramayana, Mahabharat, and Gita since childhood, developed to believe in culture and accompanied great saints during his growing period. Dadoji Kondev trained Raje in weapons, especially Danpatta. He began the movement called Hindavi Swaraj Abhiyan. Shivaji Maharaja's coronation was not just his victory. The fighting Hindu nation has triumphed over its adversaries. A new kind of governance has emerged against one that tries to convert the human itself and harass or kill those who are unwilling to convert religiously from such society destroyers, religion-destroying alien aggressors. Keeping his philosophy of tolerance, peace, and non-violence, which he believes to be his own learnings of Sanatan Dharma, how to win over invaders by fighting for everyone's protection, such a 500-year-old problem of this society was resolved in Raje's coronation. That is why it is significant. After witnessing Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaja's venture, everyone was convinced that if by finding a solution to this Mughal adversary, Hindu society, Hindu religion, and culture, could once again lead the nation on the path of progress, then there is one such person, and he is Maharaj. And that is why poet Bhushan came to the south by kicking Aurangzeb's slavery, taking his Shiv Bhavani and singing it in front of Maharaj. Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaja's coronation sent a message to the entire Hindu nation that this was the way to victory. Let's go over it again. This was the goal of Maharaja's coronation. This was the goal of all of Maharaja's ventures. He was not fighting for himself. Maharaj did not use his position of power to gain personal fame and respect. This was not his attitude. He went to see Sri Shal Mallikarjun on his way back from meeting Qutub Shah in the south. According to the story, after visiting there, he became so engrossed that he prepared to behead his head in front of Pindi in order to offer a lotus head. Because his bodyguard and Amatya were with him at the time, they saved Maharaj that day. Maharaj was not even attached to his life, far from being selfish. Chhatrazal would have made his Mandalik, who had come to ask for a chance to serve the king, if it had been a selfish motive. This was not done by Shivaji Maharaj. He implored, "Is it your destiny to be a servant? Will you serve other kings? You were born into the Kshatriya clan. Create your own kingdom. It is not stated that if you establish a kingdom there and join it with my kingdom or become my Mandalik, I will assist you." He didn't say anything. His goal was not to become a small fiefdom, one kingdom, one king more powerful than all other kings. The few results of the coronation were that all of Rajasthan's Rajput kings abandoned their feuds and formed their own party under the leadership of Durgadas Rathod, and within a few years of Shivaji Maharaja's coronation, they created a situation in which all foreign invaders were forced to leave the state. Maharaj was a direct inspiration for Chhatrazal. The conflict lasted until the death of his father, Champat Rai. Seeing Maharaja's working style, Chhatrazal went from here and eventually conquered and created an empire of self-righteousness there. I will not allow any aggressor to step on this Assam's land by following the same policy as Maharaj is doing there, said Chakradwaj Singh, the king of Assam. Everyone had to return to the Brahmaputra. The Mughals did not enslave Assam. However, Chakradwaj Singh stated and wrote that we should drive out the Mughals by following Maharaja's policy. Following this, King Rudra Singh of Koch Bihar fought, and that battle was also successful. However, intellectual dishonesty is attempting to vilify Rajah Shivaji's greatness for selfish gain and hatred of Sanatan Dharma. Their agenda is to fabricate stories, narratives that portray the invaders and their supporters favorably and show that Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaja's goal was not to protect Hindu Dharma. However, it's encouraging to see many researchers have come out with strong evidence to bring the facts to each of us and destroy the false narrative created by intellectually dishonest people. If someone wants to know the truth, they should read Sri Gajanan Mahendale's books. Salute to Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj, the great warrior and leader.